In the gospel reading today, we hear about the pool of Bethsaida and the moving of the pool and how the angel would come down and stir up the water. And the people knew then that the first one who got into the pool after the water was stirred was going to be cured. Now today, archaeologists might look at this and geologists and say, well, maybe it was just an intermittent spring that was there. They had dug this pool down, it was 40 feet deep, and they just dug it down so far that they hit an area where the water would come up, and that's how what would happen. The people just said it was an angel. Well, the fact that all the sediment at the bottom would suddenly get stirred up isn't going to cure anybody. There had to be something else going on if people were actually being cured. Now you could say, well, maybe it's just a psychosomatic thing, you know, it's all in their head, and so they jumped in and they thought that they were cured because, you know, they were supposed to be. They were the first one in, so therefore they now have this mental idea that they're cured. Well, that might work for a few seconds, but it's not going to work for very long. Obviously, if the person isn't cured, they're going to be right back there the next day having the same problems, and all the neighbors are going to recognize they still have the same problems. And so there had to be something going on. And we recognize then that there was something that indeed God was doing, and the church in giving us this reading today is obviously attributing this to the Archangel Raphael. His name means the physician of God, or God heals. And so Raphael is one we would pray to for specifically for healing, but we see also how that healing comes in such a variety of ways. He freed Sarah from the evil demon Asmodeus. He healed the eyes of Tobit. He did all kinds of different things as he guided Tobias along his route and so on, and we see that it's not just a singularly focused thing. And particularly we see that in the statement that he makes to Tobit, and that is that he who sins harms his own soul. And so it's one thing to be able to have bodily healing and how wonderful that is when somebody can be healed, but it is far more important to have spiritual healing, to have our souls healed. In fact, the Lord tells us with regard to some of these things, it'd be better to enter into heaven without an eye or without a hand than to go into Gehenna with both. And so it's not the body that's going to save us, it's the soul. And sometimes we have to understand that the physical problems that we have sometimes are caused by spiritual things, but sometimes they are the means to our healing. That again is a bit of an odd sounding thing to many people. But God uses these very things sometimes to keep us out of trouble, because we know fully well that we would get in trouble sometimes if we had the opportunity, but maybe sometimes we're a little too gimped up, or maybe we're getting too old, or whatever the case may be, and well, we can't go out and light the town on fire anymore. But boy, I really wish I could. Well, thanks be to God that he's given you some bodily infirmity so that you can't. Maybe in some of us, it's the mental infirmity that makes us want to do it that actually needs to be healed. But he takes the bodily ability away so that we can focus on the spiritual. Because again, we all know how temptation works. We don't focus on the soul at that point, we focus on the body if we're going to give in to it. So if the Lord takes that ability away, then we need to focus on the soul. And there can actually be healing spiritually, which is brought about then through the physical infirmities. Sometimes that healing is brought about through the acceptance of those infirmities, just to learn to be at peace. Because again, we look at even Tobit. You know, the angel says, it was necessary for you to be tested by temptation. So all of a sudden his sight is taken away in a pretty disgusting manner. And what's he do? He starts lashing out. He gets angry. He starts going after his wife. He starts doing all kinds of stupid things. And we have to look at ourselves, and you know, it's like that thing that says, oh, Lord, thank you so far today. I haven't gotten impatient with anyone. I haven't been frustrated. I haven't judged anyone, but I'm just about to get out of bed now, so I'm going to need your help. Well, yeah, okay. If you're a hermit out in the woods someplace, yeah, you didn't get impatient with anybody because there was nobody to get impatient with. But if there was, chances are you'd be getting impatient with them. And so as we grow in virtue, we think we're doing really well, and by comparison, we are. So the Lord allows things to happen to help us to see that we still have some work to do. That yes, we're doing much better, but we're not there yet. If the circumstances are right, we still fall. That's the whole purpose of the temptations, to help us to grow, to help us to get stronger. And so we see all these things that the angel is doing so that Tobit can be healed, so that Tobias can find his wife, so that she can be healed, so she can be delivered, all these different things that are going on. And I say all that to be able to say, okay, right now the pool of Bethsaida is empty, so you don't have to worry about going over there and jumping in, because you'll get hurt if you do. But the angel Raphael is there to help us. Pray to him. He's only one of three angels whose names we know. He tells us he's one of the seven who stand before the throne of God interceding for the people. His name means healing. And so if that's the case, when you've got these internal struggles or the physical ones, pray to him. Ask him for help. Understand that, yeah, he could take it away in an instant like he did with these people that would jump into the pool, or he may help us to heal through other means, as we see throughout the book of Tobit. So just trust, put it in God's hands, but understand that God has given us all the means that we need. We have, obviously, the Holy Trinity. We've got our blessed Lord. We have the angels and saints. But in a special way for purposes of healing, especially the spiritual healing, we have the Archangel Raphael to intercede for us, to help us to be purified, to help us to be holy, so that like him, one day we will be able to stand before the throne of God and bring our prayers to the Lord.